Military Mondays with David Katz.
David Katz, a very good morning. How are you?
Appalling accent.
Yeah, it is appalling, isn't it? You would have never tolerated that in your army days.
Absolutely not. I mean, I detect an Australian twang to it or New Zealand twang. I mean, it's unbearable.
Don't know what he's up to. What are the Russians up to, speaking of which?
Well, very interesting. There's been a bit of a ratchet up in the space wars. The Russians launched a satellite a couple of months ago, and they positioned the satellite in proximity to an American satellite. And then on the 15th of July, launched not at the American satellite, but launched an anti-satellite, some type of an anti-satellite missile from their satellite. So it was, it's interesting. And they are the first to do this in space at this stage, so they are ahead of the game.
What is the point of this?
Well, I mean, the whole point of taking control of space is to take control of the 2,000 satellites that are now orbiting the Earth. And I mean, we are so dependent on these satellites now for everything, for internet, for broadcasting, for GPS. So our vulnerability, is all up there in space. So so if you can have some type of a vehicle up there that can take down opposing satellites, I mean, you're going to be ahead of the game.
So how do other countries protect their satellites? Because it really could totally destroy them.
Well, absolutely. We are in the initial stages of this type of thing, and the Russians are the first. There have been ground and sea launches of missiles up into space to take down satellites, old and aging satellites. And the Americans and Russians have launched some of these missiles from land and sea to take down these ailing satellites. But this is the first time that we have a sort of a satellite-to-satellite capability where a missile is launched which will take down an opposing satellite. So it's a first ramp up in an escalation up there in the sky.
Are there regulations around this?
Not as yet, not that I know of. So it's pretty much an open field up there. Nations are obviously negotiating. But we can see we are on the embryonic stages of space wars up there. And it's been, I mean, if you think about it, Howard, the Apollo missions, I mean, what were they launched on? They were launched on these big Saturn ICBM rockets. And, so I suppose the primary purpose, or not even the primary purpose, but probably the secondary purpose was to land a man on the moon. But the primary purpose was to test the capabilities of this Saturn rocket to take an intercontinental ballistic missile over into another country. So it's always been, there's been a military connotation with space from inception, from the beginning. Even with the German V1s, it's always been associated with the military. So it's going to be the next frontier, certainly, in warfare.
How far behind are the rest of the world?
Okay, very, very interesting question that you asked me. And it goes to, let's put it this way, how difficult is it to do these things in space? It sort of sounds easy. I mean, you launch something up there and you fire something from there and it hits a target. And we've seen with Israel and India how difficult it is to do anything in space. Their lunar landings were a failure. It is extremely difficult, and they were a failure 50 years after the Americans managed to land something on the moon.
True.
So it's just such a difficult frontier to conquer. So how far are all these other countries behind? Well, it's such a small thing as the Russians launching the satellite up there with the capability of taking down other satellites. I mean, they could be years behind. Who knows? But certainly you want to be in the forefront of this frontier because it's a very, very difficult place to operate in.
And do we know where China is in all of this?
Well, China's very advanced because they have managed to – they are the third or the fourth nation to land successfully on the moon. So that already shows their capability, and they're streets ahead of a lot of people. And it seems to be that the American capability has eroded of late. A lot of it has been civilianized. It's gone two different ways. A lot of it has been militarized with the launch of this new Space Force by Donald Trump a year back. And a lot of that sort of capability is being militarized, but it's also being civilianized with Elon Musk and his SpaceX programs and that type of thing. So certainly the Chinese are well ahead of the game, the Russians are well ahead of the game, and the US USA seems to be, have lost a little bit of ground to those two. You've got your Indians trying to make something of it. And of course the Israelis trying to make something of the space race.
Yeah. So is this the new frontier?
I mean, we're taking social distancing to another level.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think the next, if there's going to be another global war, I think the next global war is going to be fought in space initially. If you can take down everybody's capability from a space point of view, you're not going to have GPS, you're not going to have computers operating, you're just not going to have all those communications. The whole of the internet will come down. So this is where the next war is definitely going to be fought and you're going to have a capability of there to make a mark.
Absolutely fascinating. Major David Katz, that's where we leave it.